And more than 20 civilians have reportedly been killed in a fresh US-led coalition airstrike in northern Syria. According to a UK-based monitoring group, the coalition's warplanes targeted civilians while they were trying to flee Daesh terrorists near the city of Raqqa. The provincial capital of Raqqa has been under the control of Takfiri terrorists since 2014. The city has been repeatedly targeted by a US-led coalition under the pretext of curbing Daesh terror group. Washington claims its warplanes avoid civilian casualties in their bombings of Syria, but locals say most of the killed are civilians. Joining us via Skype from Pennsylvania to discuss this further is political commentator Dakota Lilly. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, this is not the first time where U.S.-led airstrikes, particularly when it comes to Syria, have resulted in civilian casualties. It's like they're not even trying.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't come as a surprise to many people that the United States is continuing to target civilians in Syria, and not only Syria, also Yemen and many other countries, Iraq, Afghanistan. You know, this is a legacy that the United States has continued to put on throughout the years, starting, you know, for a very, very long time ago. Many civilians, millions of civilians, have been victims of the United States' foreign policy, and it doesn't show any sign of slowing down now.
Right. So we've seen a lot of condemnation of the U.S. by different rights organizations, as well as even the U.N. has raised concerns about the increasing rate of civilian casualties because of these U.S.-led strikes. It makes one wonder exactly what is the aim of the U.S. when it attacks Syria. It claims to be fighting Daesh, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
Well, I think the United States is completely misguided in its so-called war against terrorism in fighting Daesh in Syria and across the Middle East. I think for every civilian that is killed in these airstrikes, which no doubt civilians die in every single airstrike the United States conducts, more Daesh terrorists are created. Not to mention, the United States has been funding groups such as al-Nusra, al-Qaeda in Syria for years, in Libya as well, and this is shown to completely contribute to the blowback that the West is currently facing. The United Kingdom does the same thing. So it's a vicious cycle that they go through. They give money to these groups, they give money to countries like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, Jordan, the UAE, etc. And this money goes all over, these arms go all over to these Daesh terrorists, yet at the same time they claim that they're fighting them. But that's obviously not true.
Right, so considering you're saying that there is this confusion on the part of, or a lack of coherency on the part of the US when it comes to its policy on Syria, one has to wonder as the days go by and as we're seeing more diplomatic efforts to resolve the crisis in Syria, what side of the table is the US on?
Well, I think they're trying to have it both ways. I mean, they want to topple Assad. That's their ultimate goal in Syria, and that's been their goal for many, many years. They want to topple this secular, progressive, popular government in Syria, as well as in Iran. But at the same time, they claim to be fighting these Daesh jihadi terrorists, Wahhabi terrorists. But I don't think that's the case. I think they're colluding with these groups in order to attack the secular government of Assad, as well as to attack groups like Hezbollah and Iran. I think they're, again, one has to look at what side they end up being on. Israel as well. They both end up on the side of the Daesh terrorists. They're on the side of these radical Wahhabi terrorists.
Well, do you think the US is going to be called out on this publicly and on international platforms like the UN?
Well, I think there have been efforts to try to do that. I think Russian President Vladimir Putin has tried to do that. I think former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner has tried to do it in the UN General Assembly when saying, you know, yesterday's freedom fighters are today's terrorists, talking about oil sales to ISIS. I mean, the international community has, in a way, tried to called the United States out, at least progressive elements in the international community, like the Argentine president. But with how much influence and with how much support the United States gives to Israel, to Saudi Arabia, to Bahrain, all these different groups, these non-secular governments, I mean, it's kind of hard to get anything done. The UN's hands are kind of tied. I mean, the United States is a hegemon. It's a hegemonic power.
And before I let you go, you raised the point about Saudi Arabia and the U.S. support for it. We've just seen Donald Trump come back from a visit to Saudi Arabia, where he strengthened ties with the kingdom, pledging that these ties help fight terrorism. What do you say to that?
Well, I think it's completely ridiculous. If you look at the number one sponsor of terrorism in the world, it's the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I mean, domestically, Saudi Arabia is absolutely terrible on rights that the United States claims to support. And if you look at the policies of Saudi Arabia, they're very, very close to that of Daesh. They're very, very close to these terrorists. They are completely sectarian. They're extremely regressive. They're extremely, they don't have any respect for human rights, for women's rights, etc. They kill people extrajudiciously. And yet at the same time, the United States, again, supports these elements. Donald Trump, you know, started his campaign out attacking Saudi Arabia, kind of saying we need to stop supporting them. But now he's succumbed to this whole deep state Wahhabi corporate link that's kind of existing in our political climate. And he's, again, just become another puppet.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Dakota Lilly, political commentator, joining us via Skype from Pennsylvania. It was a pleasure talking to you on Press TV.